I assume most of our listeners have heard of the columnist Charles Krauthammer. Recently, he has been on a tear, attempting to convince his readers that the Affordable Care Act is causing a reduction in employment. He understands that one cannot continue to falsely assert that the Congressional Budget Office prediction that the ACA will cause a decline in hours worked actually means an increase in involuntary unemployment. Instead, he argues that the voluntary decline in work, because people are no longer tied to their jobs to get health insurance, is somehow a terrible thing for the economy. Quote, the taxes of the American worker will be subsidizing the voluntary unemployment. Not true. If you quit your job, you're not eligible for unemployment compensation. And welfare, as Krauthammer admits just six paragraphs later, comes with a work requirement. Most of the people who leave the labor force as a result of Obamacare will be those who retire before they are eligible for Medicare, or those who decide to take a chance, quit their jobs, and try to set up their own businesses. Being able to purchase health insurance with subsidies might be a great incentive for those itching to get out of a dead-end job and try something new. Line number two starts with a fact. The Affordable Care Act mandates that all businesses with 50 or more employees either offer health insurance or pay a fine. According to Krauthammer, this is causing millions of Americans to lose their jobs as businesses struggle to have only 49 full-time employees. Also, many workers will be reduced to 30 hours per week so their employers don't have to provide health insurance. This is lie number two because there isn't a shred of evidence that the Affordable Care Act has created a surge in part-time unemployment. The percentage of the labor force doing part-time work jumped dramatically from 17% of the working population before the financial crisis to 20% by the middle of 2010. After the Affordable Care Act was signed, the percentage of workers in part-time employment started to fall. The overall unemployment rate has also been falling since 2010. The problem with the U.S. economy has nothing to do with government rules and regulations, nothing to do with high marginal tax rates, nothing to do with government deficits, and it certainly has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. The problem is private spending has not rebounded from the enormous decline in total spending during the Great Recession. In previous recessions, the level of government spending rises as a result of both automatic stabilizers and actions by Congress raising spending to put people back to work. In this sluggish recovery, the initial stimulus from the Recovery Act of 2009 was mostly over by the end of 2010. During the period of recovery, the private sector has shown some life, but the public sector has been starved by austerity policies. Of the 8.7 million jobs lost between 2007 and early 2010, close to 7.9 million have come back. Meanwhile, federal, state, and local governments have eliminated more than 750,000 jobs since the recession ended in June of 2009. If Congress had supported any of President Obama's proposals to help states retain their employees so that no jobs had to be lost, the economy would have finally gotten back to the level of employment before the recession began. That would not mean we would have fully recovered because the labor force grew during the last 7 years. However, we would have been much better off than we are now. The failure of Congress to help states and cities retain their workers and even increase hiring is what has slowed the recovery. The Affordable Care Act has had nothing to do with it.